escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Park, that was Mike Tomlin recapping the Steelers preseason loss Saturday night to the Bucs here at home. We are not going hog wild on that game because the Steelers aren't either. Roman Wilson had a big performance, and yet Gabe Davis is going to be in town tomorrow to possibly become another option in the Steelers wide receiver room. Tomlin talking about just overall sloppiness on his team's part and just reemphasized to me how terrible these games for the most part are. In the preseason,
this one was really bad.
It happens every year. We go so long without football that we're just excited to have something that resembles football involving NFL teams back, like the Hall of Fame game. Mm-hmm. And then we get mildly excited for the Steelers' first preseason game.
And at least that game was interesting.
And then we get reminded, not long into those games,
horrible,
that we're watching mostly guys who have no future with the team outside of maybe first or second year players who are getting their first taste of NFL football.
Not only are they having no future with the team, many of them don't have a future in professional football. That's why Pomp's favorite line is
future bartenders of America.
That is correct.
And I sent out a video of what Acrisure Stadium looked like a few minutes into the third quarter. And it went viral, and my point was, there's a Steelers game tonight, and there hasn't been one here in months, and no one really cares.
I think the main reason to go to a preseason game in person is if, like, you've got a younger kid who likes football, and you want to take them in an environment that is much lower pressure, and they don't really know the difference if they're of a certain age. Like, they're 5 or 6, and they love football, but they don't know what good football looks like. Then you don't have to worry about it might be cold, people are going to be extra rowdy. I think that's a better spot to take a kid to.
But if the football lovers are bored out of their mind, I mean, how are you going to get a 10-year-old through even
an hour and a half of a game? But I think it's
different.
You just
ply them with souvenirs and food for the entire time?
No, I think it's different. I think the kid is young enough that even, you know, if they're maybe a little younger than 10, a 10-year-old Andrew Filippone knew preseason sucked. I'm saying like 6, 7 years old. They're just getting into peewee or flag football. I think they're not going to care that the game stinks. They're going to be like, holy crap, I'm watching football from NFL players in a stadium.
So there's a 2-year window where you can
have more than that.
You can coax.
I think 5 to 8, maybe 5 to 9. There's a 4-year window.
All right. So there's a very small window, a high school or college size window of time where you can convince somebody that these games are fun. And outside of that very, very narrow group of people.
Yep.
the games are not fun, they're not entertaining, and they're for the most part boring. I mean, Donnie's a diehard Steelers fan. He's a season ticket holder. You know what he did with those tickets? He gave them to another person. You know how much money he wanted back for those tickets? $0.00. He's a nice guy, we get that, but it's also because if he didn't find someone who actually wanted the tickets, he could have posted them online, and you know how much they might have gone for? $0.00, because not many people wanted them.
If Donnie had put the tickets out in front of his, you know, on his car and said free in a manila envelope, he would have come back to find more tickets for that same game.
It's just, I just refuse to believe that these games are necessary. Every other level of football doesn't use them. There's no preseason high school games. There's no preseason college games. In less than 2 weeks, Ohio State and Texas are going to play each other with zero games to get themselves ready for it, right out of the chute. Mm-hmm. So if they can do it, I don't understand why we need to put ourselves through the dog and pony show of these preseason games.
Do you think the NFL agrees with
you in the end? I think they do, yes.
So they're probably going to, then they're going to end up, I think, going to the following.
Get rid of all of them.
20-game regular season.
Zero preseason. That would be fine by me.
You have to put easily 2 bye weeks in for that. Players already are beat to hell and say they could probably, on a 17-game schedule, use another bye week. You go to 20, you have to make it a 22-week season. Have to. Just if you want quality of play. Forget about like things that are very real concerns. Player safety, whatever. They're all going to be making more money on real game checks for real games. Contracts are going to be structured differently because they're playing more games that count. But you need 2 bye weeks, so you need 22 weeks to hold the season. By the way, think about the veterans who don't even play in these games. Like, you are asking so many different people to play 3 more high-stress, high-physicality games.
I'm sorry. Am I hearing someone that's making an argument to keep it the way that it is
and continue to have us watch preseason
football?
No, you're not. You're hearing somebody just say, do you want the NFL season to officially then start in early August? Do you want it to be an August to January sport? Do you want to put the extra games on the back end so you have the Super Bowl in March?
No.
How do you want to do it?
Do it now. I don't care. Okay, play games now.
Like, don't you change the league year probably a little bit when things are scheduled? You upend the entire apple cart here because they kind of use this as a gentle walk-up to football.
But I'm not even sure we need to go all the way to 20. Why can't we just do 18 games with no preseason and you spend a lot of August doing joint practices and stuff to
make
up for it?
That's taking inventory away without replacing it in kind. It's always been a 20-game inventory, whether, yes, we know the preseason sucks and the tickets are the tickets the same price? No, they're cheaper. They better be cheaper.
I think in the season ticket package, they're pretty much the same price,
right? Okay, so that's
right?
Been the other, I thought, I'm glad you said that, because I thought that's what people would get mad about. These crap games are the same price. The whole point is, if you're pricing them out the same as a league, as its member teams, you want a 20-game inventory.
Donnie's saying cheaper, but are we saying significantly cheaper? Like the face value on your preseason tickets, like $20?
Yeah, I mean, I think the ones, like, I think mine were like $32 or something.
Okay, but that, do you see what I'm saying, though, Don? Like, they want 20 games of inventory. So I think Pony's kind of saying, I'm like naive here. To go just 18 games and there's nothing else, we're cutting 2 games of inventory out. The NFL ain't going for that, and neither are the owners.
Well, wait a minute, though.
If
you
it's
say
18
that,
games.
What do you think is more money? Just 18 regular season games versus
are you gonna jack
17
up the
regular
prices?
Season games and 3 preseason games.
Are you
going
to jack up the regular season prices then? Like, there's a cause and effect here a little bit. If say Donnie's got 2
what's
Steelers
more valuable, one
games.
Regular season game or 3 preseason games?
I in think terms
one
of regular. Cost?
Yes, I think one regular season game.
I don't know. I don't have season tickets. If it's 18 games, would you want a second bye week still?
Because I don't think it's necessary. But I'm not opposed to it.
But wait a minute. One of the things, if there was no second bye week, that I think people would complain about is a lot of guys would just get more hurt. Just one extra chance for them to get hurt. Everybody's playing.
Yes, and one extra chance to watch real football and
sure,
not this BS.
Sure, but I think
BS.
You have to throw in an extra bye week to ensure that you have the best possible chance for the games to not suck.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.